Okay, Simon Kuf Pechas Bikadon. So Aleph. Amafkid meaning Bikadon means if you're giving something to somebody to watch. So Amafkid Aleph. Amafkid Mois, it's a chaver. Somebody puts money by his friend to watch it. Ata Bismana Zesha Kolaskasinabasamata. Nowadays that all of our business is in buying and selling about culture and everybody needs money. Minastam, meaning you need to be liquid, you need to have liquid cash. Minastam, the mafkid is happy that when the person watching his money spends the money. Meaning, we're assuming normally you're watching something with somebody, you can't do that. We're saying here that everybody knows that they're gonna, that's essentially that's what banks do, right? Bank takes your money, it's watching it for you, and the bank uses it. And that's why he can spend it. And then it's gonna be like a loan. Unless the mafkid reveals his das, meaning he says that he doesn't want it. Where he seals it or he ties it with the keshem meshuna, meaning it's clear that he doesn't want anybody touching it, so then he can't spend it. Let's say it's an object. Also, then the one watching it cannot use it. That's even if it's not going to get ruined. David, this is in the summer camps thing. We come welcome. Have a shoyal shalom. That's borrowing shalom das. A shoyal shalom das gazlanu. Meaning, can you go? Meaning, so if you tell a camper, watch. If you tell him to go watch my basketball. And then, of course, he can't use the basketball, right? But let's say he says, I'm leaving my chair here. And now a guy sits on a chair, seemingly the chair is not going to get ruined. So he's even so, he's saying that it's a problem. If you do a Babir, but if you know 100% that the one giving it to you is makbid, so then mutter, it's mutter. Meaning he's not makbid, and it's mutter. Some say that's also awesome. Mishum to be kadan, afilu b'davar shein derech b'nei adam lafkid, because of a kadan, even something that's not the derech of b'nei adam to be makbid, also it's also mishum davi shaleach yarav b'kadan, because it's being shaleach yarav b'kadan. In this case, b'yesh la'achmer, and we should be makbid. You have to watch the pikkudin in the best way possible. Meaning, in the normal way to watch these objects. And even if he is not so careful with his own things, but when somebody else's, you have to be more careful. The nifkad is not allowed to be mafkid the pikkudin in other people's hands, even if they're more trustworthy than him, he's not allowed to. Unless the mafkid is also rogel, meaning, let's say I leave stuff by Naftali Liner, and then somebody leaves something by Avi Lang, right? And he gives it, meaning, how does it go? I would normally give things to Naftali Lerner, but I happen to give something to Avi Lang to watch, and then Avi Lang doesn't want to watch it or can't watch it, so he can give it to Lerner because I myself would give it to Naftali. So then that would be fine. Hey, Kishabola, and when he goes to give back to Bekadon, you shouldn't just go give it back to one of the people in the house. When he comes to give him back something that he borrowed, or the floor of a or to pay a meaning always give it back to the balabas. But you could give it to the wife. Kibin astam, he noises for nesenis because she's busy in the house. A bal mafkid kol asher loy biyada, and the bal is and he trusts her with anything that he, I mean, you hope he trusts her with anything that goes into her hand. Fine. Simen kuf pei tes hilchos priku teino boi vav seifim. Aleph. Misha poga b'chaveri b'derech. Somebody who meets his friend on the way, behemta revetzas tachas maso, and his animal is crouched under the weight. Pain shayole masa roilo, whether it's a weight that it's roi to it, meaning it's not overloaded. Pain shayole yosim roilo, or it is overloaded. Or is a mitzvah l'sayel l'freik. It is a mitzvah to help him out to unload it. Shenemar azoiv tazoiv imo. You should help him. And after he unloads it, don't just leave him. Go eliyazer loy. He should go help him, and to load it up again. Shenemar hakem tokim. You should step it up, right? And if he left his friend, v'loy parak v'loy ta'an. And he didn't help him not unload and not load. Bittul mitzvah zaseh. He's mevatel the mitzvah zaseh. Va'avar al mitzvah zloisaseh. And he's over al mitzvah zloisaseh. Shenem le'siras chamorachicha. So it's a pretty rough thing. Pei is parak v'tan v'chazav v'nafla. Let's say he unloaded it and he reloaded it and then it fell again. Chayav lufrak v'lutan pamacheres. You got to play the game again. You got to do it again. Afilu me'apam, even 100 times. Shenemar azoiv tazoiv hakem tokim imoy. So if you go tzarch leilich imoy ad parsa, you have to go with him until a parsa. Right, it's approximately 2-3 miles. Shemi tzarch le, perhaps he'll need him. Elim kein oimer le, bal masa ein tzarch le. Unless the guy who has the weight with the animals says that he doesn't need it. Gimel mitzvahs prikot tzarich lasis bechinam. You also have to do it for free. Havalitoin ain't a mechuyev, but to load up ela b'schar. You're not mechuyev to do it, meaning you mechuyev to do it, but you could ask him for money. Yachin ba'ad mi mashalach ima mechuyev l'shalom loy. And the same thing when he if he travels with him, he has to give him he has to pay him. Dalet behem azavik achavim the behem of a goyim hayakam mechamar acha behemtoi. So if the guy is following after his behemoth, bein shamasa he shall yisrael, whether the load belongs to a yid, bein shi shall akum ein nechayev rak lifrak mishum tzar bal lechayim. So if it's a guy, you only have to unload because of tzar bal lechayim. The yochel lekabel schar alzeh, and he's able to be mekabel schar, meaning you can charge him. Havlitan ein nechayev klal, but to help the guy load it up, you're not chayev at all. Rak iikum mishum eva, unless there's eva, meaning if it's going to make animosity. And there's no guy there, meaning the owner is not there. Eli Yisrael, it's the Yisrael traveling. He's chayev to load it up because of the tzar of Yisrael, right? Because even though it's not his animal, but it's a tzar. The behemoth of Yisrael and the load of a guy, chayev lifrak v'litam b'shem tzar of Yisrael. So whichever way you go, the tzar of the chayim, the tzar of the yid. You should help out. You said including hay?
Yes.
Think so. Okay. If you see the chamor of your enemy crouched under his load, when it says a saine, it's referring to a yid. How could it be that a yid hates a yid? How could it be a case that the Torah talks about where you hate somebody? It says you shouldn't hate your brother in his heart. He himself, we had this in Shara Tshuva tonight or something similar. You saw him being Avera, meaning you yourself, not you didn't read it on the internet and you didn't hear it from in Shul. And you warned him and it wasn't Chazer, right? So, meaning you know for sure he did an Aveira. So you're allowed to hate him until he does tshuva. And even if he didn't do tshuva, but if he's in pain because of this load, then he has to load and unload. And he shouldn't leave him that way. Because maybe he's going to hang around to watch his stuff because he doesn't want to lose his belongings. He can't load up the animal again. So he's just going to wait around till somebody helps him. But then you know what happens when people see something broken down on the road. Eventually, some not good people will go and attack. So because of sakana, even though you hate him, you don't put him in sakana. And the Torah is makbir on on pikuach nefesh for yidden, whether it's tzaddikim, rishayim, achashim, nilvim el Hashem, aminim beikar ados, since they are, they're lent to Hashem, meaning they belong to Hashem, and they believe in the ikar of religion. Shenemar emar lehem chayani num Hashem elikim emechvitz maisa rosha kim b'shuv rosha medarkoi v'choyach. Hashem only wants somebody to do tshuva. See, but if you notice in the Lashon, so the Lashon is pshat that if that's long, as long as he has some sort of belief, although he may do things wrong, but if he taka doesn't believe, then not only halachically do we not help them, we actually are supposed to kill them. All right. Yeah. Okay. We will stop over there.
Thank you. Enjoy the quiet night there.
Oh, it's quiet. It is quiet.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
Rabbi Stein, your mailbox.